The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe with Frankie Five Barrels, Big Al Gattulo. Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. We got a lot to get into still. It's 9:05 in New York, New York, broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana. Don Mattingly, the legendary Yankee, will join us this hour. Bill O'Reilly as well. We wanted to go to Commissioner James O'Neill, who's doing a stellar job as the New York City Police Commissioner, really one of the safest big cities in the world. And Commissioner O'Neill, it's always an honor to have you on the show, sir. Welcome back.
Hey, Joe. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. And we wanted to congratulate you. I'm in Indiana as we speak, Commissioner, and you have such respect from all law enforcement from all around the country. So you're making us proud, Commissioner. What can I tell you?
Hey, thanks, Joe. Hey, Joe, before we talk about the NYPD and the city, I just want to send my love to the family of Stephen Pollard. He was the firefighter that tragically died in Brooklyn this past week. I was out at the wake with Commissioner Nigro yesterday. The funeral's today. I met his dad and his family, and just as your listeners go through the day, they could just their thoughts and prayers to the family and all the brave men and women of the FDNY, because they do a terrific job each and every day.
Commissioner, you're such a good guy, man. 30 years old. He was 30 years old.
Yep.
And we know that's
yep.
a real and his father and his father and his brother. I mean, they were all firefighters,
yep.
correct?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, Commissioner. You know, let me get to this, if I may, because we're seeing this thing. And by the way, you know, we're such staunch supporters of what you are doing, sir. And I know it's just not easy, certainly in New York. And we've seen all the front page stories this week of police officers in Washington Heights looking like they're using excessive force. Could you please give us the breakdown? Is there more to the story than what we see in the video, sir?
Yeah, Joe, there is a lot more to the story. And I just, I call him as I see him. I think everybody in New York knows that. I've done that through now over the 2 years I've been doing this job. I looked at this, of course, when you see the initial video, there's a lot of questions that you're asking and a lot of questions that I was asking. And then, the IEP is doing an investigation. They're recovering video from various sources. There's body-worn camera video. And then now we have the whole story. I mean, these two police officers, and this is their steady post, 168th and Broadway. This is a very busy station. You know, you got Columbia Presbyterian Hospital right upstairs. Thousands of people use that station. There are some quality of life issues. We've got people in the community who are complaining about drug use, loitering, and unsafe and disorderly conduct at the station. And these two cops, because they care about what they do, as all NYPD cops do, that day they were approached and were told that there were people on the stairways harassing passengers. And they did their job. They did what they were supposed to do. They went up to the stairs, and these guys walked upstairs, and the two police officers went and told them that they couldn't be there, and it started. You know, one of the cops made a decision to arrest Mr. Grissom and Mr. Williams, and Mr. Grissom decided he was going to punch a cop. And you can't punch a cop. You can't fight a cop. You can't resist arrest. You have to respect the police. And come to find out that he's the guy that's bragging on social media about the previous fights with cops, and in the 2-5 and the 7-3 and the 6-9 in Canarsie, and that this is kind of he's a serial resister, and that when it's over he sues the police department, and I think that this is almost the way he makes his living. So this is part of what we see. And it's important that the people in New York know that. I mean, we're all concerned about quality of life, and especially in the subway. You know, you look what's been being written in the papers and on the television over the last couple of months. We have to do our part, and if we're going to ask our cops to do that, you know, we have to back them up. And we're looking for the DA to work to indict Grissom. They charged him with assault, too, felony assault. We're looking for the DA to charge Williams and to request bail. I mean, these guys are it's not just about the two cops now. It's about all New York City cops, keeping them safe. And it's about, quite frankly, all New Yorkers, keeping them safe and making sure their quality of life is where it should be.
You're right on the money, Commissioner. We're behind you 100%. There's been particular attention, sir, paid to the officer who used his baton as a civilian on a civilian's head. I mean, you can't win. If you're a cop in New York, if you're a cop around the country, you can't win. What now, is this a violation? Let me ask you that first. Is it a violation to use the baton, violation of police procedure?
Well, this is something that we're looking at to make sure that and we're going to do this thoroughly and fairly to make sure that the use of force was necessary. But keep in mind, Joe, that these two subjects attacked our police officers, and you know that a baton is a tool that they use. And if someone does not want to be handcuffed, I don't know how many people have tried to handcuff someone that doesn't want to be handcuffed. It's not a pretty thing. But these cops are doing their job, and I support them. But again, you know, as we go through this, Joe Resnick is our Deputy Commissioner of Internal Affairs. We're working with the DA's office to make sure everything was done properly. But, you know, what I'm seeing right now, and this is a preliminary result, is that these cops did exactly what we asked them to do. And we, as a matter of fact, there were two plainclothes police officers and an off-duty cop that had to come in and assist them. And at one point, one of the subjects is on top of our cop, beating him, and that's part of the video that people see. So, you know, people have to take a look at the whole thing at what transpired here, and they need to support the brave men and women of the NYPD, because you know, look at where we are now. You know, with homicides are down, we're under 300 all-time lows. Shootings are down. Overall crime is down. You know, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. We're a police department of human beings that come from society. And we're not squeamish about being scrutinized and being held accountable. But we also have to make sure that, you know, we're not a police department that becomes report takers, that we continue to do the great job that they've done over the last years to push crime down as low as we can. And we're not done. We have a moral obligation to make sure that we keep pushing crime down as low as we can.
And we appreciate it more than we can tell you, Commissioner. Did any passerby, by the way, any other passerby capture the video on the smartphones that may indeed show a fuller picture of what happened, sir?
Yeah, Joe, we recovered some video from a nearby establishment that shows the beginning of what happened. Part of IAB's investigation is to get witnesses and to recover as much video as they possibly can so we can see the full story here. So, you know, this is, again, it's ongoing. But I think it's important for people to support their police, give us some benefit here, and understand that these guys, they have an arrest history, which includes assaulting cops at this very same subway station, and one of them was known to sell K2 in the past, too. So, you know, not good guys.
You know, Commissioner, we'll let you go. We know how busy you are. We always appreciate you joining us and filling us in exactly what happened. But I have to ask you, Commissioner, with the cop, another 22-year-old cop shot and killed in California. What's going on? And I was with the Indiana State Police a couple of years ago, and then I saw all the local cops here at this Mattingly event last night. And, yep. And I'm looking at these guys. You are our first line of defense, and you know, against terror, against these thugs that we see, and you're working on it so diligently. Why is there disrespect from these thugs that would cause them to kill police officers, sir?
Hey, Joe, in New York City, you know, there are by far the vast majority, over 99% of the people in the city are great. Probably 99.9% of the people are great. But there is a segment of society that continues to engage in violence, and that's where our resources are focused, our investigative resources, a lot of our patrol resources. And this is what cops do. This is why they take this job, to fight crime and keep people safe. So, you know, it's dangerous work. You know, being a New York City cop is a difficult job. Being a New York City cop in the subway, I think, is even more difficult.
Man, thanks for remembering the FDNY to the Pollard family, Commissioner. And again, congratulations to the hardworking men and women of the NYPD on the new record low crime statistics. Thanks for the great work that you're doing, Commissioner. Come back soon, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Joe. Have a great new year, and have a good time out there in Indiana.
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner James O'Neill right there. He's the man keeping New York so safe. New York City Police Commissioner. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 9:14 right now on AM 970. The Answer. Bill O'Reilly's coming up momentarily. And Mr. Don Mattingly himself. How cool is that? But it's interesting, Frankie Five Boroughs. You know, when I'm out in Indiana, I'm broadcasting from Evansville after helping out the Mattingly charity yesterday with Harold Reynolds. Had a great, great time. And when I see the NYPD has such respect all around the country, when I run into, and I'm with the Indiana State Police that I posted that picture on Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. And then I'm talking to the local cops in Evansville. And I took one guy, he goes, Joe, thanks. Thanks for all you're doing. And I'm going like, you know, and I told the police officer, and it, like I say to Commissioner O'Neill, like I say to every cop that I see on the streets of New York, you are our first line of defense. When someone comes in, you don't have time to call the Army. You don't have time to call the National Guard. You can't even, the state police, you know, you got to wait. The state police is taking on a, you know, a bigger role on the roads and on the outside. So those local police officers, you always have to give respect to. So, you know, we appreciate all that they're doing. And it's great to see the NYPD respected all around the country, Frankie.
Well, sure. They are the creme de la creme of municipal police. I mean, around the world, people look to the NYPD as a model for how to do things, things accurately and do things well. I mean, if you look at the track record, not only over the last 3 years, but over the last 20 years, really, I mean, changing circumstances, the economy, you know, the economy improves, crime keeps going down. The economy gets worse, crime keeps going down. They do away or reduce, you know, reform, stop, question, and frisk, crime keeps going down. More police officers, crime keeps going down. Fewer police officers, crime keeps going down. So no matter what the situation is in New York City, yeah, crime keeps going down. So things are looking pretty good. Clearly, Commissioner O'Neill, as his predecessors, Bratton, Kelly, Carrick, and Safer, clearly they know what they're doing. They're doing something right. And kudos to, you know, Mayors de Blasio, Giuliani, and Bloomberg for, you know, for putting very responsible leadership in charge of the department.
Yes, sir. Frankie Five Boroughs. And I'm so glad the commissioner mentioned that Stephen Pollard, 30, he, you know, he died in the FDNY. He died when he fell through. That
yeah.
Gap,
yeah, I was just talking with Minority Whip Joe Borelli, who's on his way to the funeral now in Brooklyn. And, you know, I think if people are going out there, and I know we have a lot of listeners probably on their way to the funeral now, great spot for lunch later afterwards, if you're not invited to the repast, is Michael's of Brooklyn. Right. It's literally around the block from where this funeral is taking place. So definitely pop in. And I know Fred and Michael and John would be happy to see you.
And you know what? Our hearts go out to the Pollard family and to Commissioner Nigro and the family that is the FDNY. It's in an awesome, awesome city. And my goodness, when you lose a firefighter, certainly lose a police officer, it touches all of us. Hey, Albert, all good on your end? What are you doing this week? What platonic friend are you seeing this weekend, Al?
Actually, I'm getting together for dinner with two radio former colleagues of mine.
Oh,
so
cool.
That's on Saturday.
Amber and Danielle. Yes.
No, names I would prefer not to mention on the air. But, yes, I'm getting together with them for dinner. So
that sounds good. That's so funny. And platonic friends, that's good. You'll see your platonic friend again. Frankie, my bets are with you. And forgive me for lightening it up. There's so much noise and news and bad news and things happening that I always enjoy going to Al and see what trouble he's going to get himself into. Mm-hmm. And now, well, you know what's funny is that now see, because people did say, why don't you go out with the couple? I saw that. And I said, I love the way Tanya J. Powers is like a fan of yours now, Al. This is great, from Fox News. Great reporter, great journalist from Fox News Radio. And she's weighing in. And what did she say? Something about tipping or something like that?
I felt like it was a secret code word or something.
What she said was, if you're leaving the tip, then you're firmly in the friend zone. I think that's what she said.
Gotcha.
Ah, and he did. You left a tip, Albert, right?
I left a tip.
All right.
I just enjoyed some of the people that were tweeting yesterday, you know, trying to dictate how I should conduct this particular arrangement or whatever. It's nobody's business but mine. Judge if you wish. But, you know, I really, honestly, I don't care about anybody's opinion. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.
Oh, that's clear. That's clear. Yes. Right. We're aware of that.
So. You are Al Gattulo. You can call me Al. We love
Great song by Paul Simon.
Yeah, I tell you what. Hey, and Frankie, we're going to go to Bill O'Reilly momentarily. Anything breaking that we should jump on quickly?
Well, there's a ton of interesting news. One of the things that's interesting is the obviously the big story everyone's paying attention to is that all the employees affected by the shutdown, including the FBI, including the DEA, including the Coast Guard, including the people that inspect your food and the TSA, they will not be getting a check today. We're watching the drama unfold to see if the president does declare a state of emergency and use some funds that had been earmarked for emergency purposes to begin building the wall. But we're also seeing this this Syria troop pullout appears to be beginning. This is something that we were going back and forth on. And you may want to get Mr. O'Reilly's take on this. But, initially the president says, OK, we're pulling the troops out. Then John Bolton goes out of his way to say, well, you know, we're actually not pulling the troops out. And now apparently, based on what's being reported today, it does look like this troop withdrawal has begun. So we'll see that. And next month, Michael Cohen, everyone's favorite former attorney, is going to be testifying about how terrible Donald Trump is before Congress next month. So we're going to be watching that. And the mayor gave his State of the City address yesterday. You would have no idea he's the mayor of New York City because almost his entire focus was on national issues rather than issues like NYCHA and MTA. And you can expect the same thing from Governor Cuomo in his State of the State address on Tuesday.
Frankie Five Boroughs, thank you, Frank. 20 minutes after 9 o'clock, Bill O'Reilly coming up momentarily. Let's go to Debbie Duhaime on the roads on AM 970. The Answer. Hiya, Debbie.
Hi, Joe. We're going to take it out to the subways on the 4 train. Uptown delays with signal problems. Also delays on the LIRR, 10-minute delays system-wide because of earlier switching problems. Also B&D trains delays with some door problems. Harlem line of Metro North, a 40-minute delay. Same thing with the Hudson line. Hudson Bergen Light Rail, a 20-minute delay with overhead wire issues. New Jersey Transit Morris and Essex line running with a 20-minute delay. 6 canceled trains with New Jersey Transit this morning. Inbound GWB looks fine. Outbound, you have construction on the upper level. If you're heading to the outbound Lincoln, a disabled bus on 495 slowing you down. Outbound at the Lincoln, Holland's still 15 minutes heading into town, so expect some delays there. And taking a ride over to the LIE eastbound by Maurice Ave, they just cleaned up a collision. Checking in on the forecast, sunny today, high of 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
To obliterate confusion over the Trump military pay raise, here's Kevin McCullough.
The first 3 years of President Trump's term, he has given them in excess of 7.1%, the largest pay increase in a number of years.
Kevin McCullough Radio, weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer, with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
Saturday, the Hall takes on the Marquette Golden Eagles in Milwaukee. Pregame show gets us underway at 1:50, opening tip 2 o'clock. This is Dave Popkin. Join me along with John Fanta for all the action on AM 970, The Answer.
Pray the Rosary. Change your life. Change your world. Visit rayofhopefoundation.com to learn more and help their mission. That's rayofhopefoundation.com.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. You want a great gift suggestion? How about the MyPillow 4-pack? What could be better than giving someone the gift of a great night's sleep? Night after night, year after year, right now, Mike Lindell is offering over 50% off on 2 premium MyPillows, along with 2 go-anywhere pillows and free shipping. And they're offering their amazing 60-day money-back guarantee to boot. Since I started sleeping with a MyPillow, I've slept better and deeper than ever before. If you haven't tried the MyPillow, what are you waiting for? Get Mike's 4-pack offer. Over 50% off 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, along with free shipping and their 60-day money-back guarantee on this offer only. Please call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. Please be sure to use the promo code AM970. The number again, 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code
AM 970.
Losing business to online companies? Call us at Salem Surround. Digital marketing that surrounds potential customers with your message wherever they engage, search, surf, socialize, or review. We offer a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and prescribe solutions to dramatically increase your bottom line. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. Bill O'Reilly standing by. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota because you got 5 minutes. I'm going to give you the 9:30, give you an extra minute if you call 855-621-9949. Iggy is there. Carmelo, Chester, and Chris and Johnny and Alex going to give you 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. And now you got 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from our friends, the family that is Route 22 Toyota, right there in Hillside, New Jersey. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. Check out the state-of-the-art service center. Talk to Alex. Talk to Shoya. This is a family. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. They've been with us for such a long time. Now is the morning that you call, please. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from our friends, the family, at Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
On the radio with Frankie Five Burrows and Big Al and Debbie. You're very humble, ready for drive time players. Bill O'Reilly is a legend. Mr. O'Reilly is a legend. He doesn't like to hear that, but he is. He blazed the path for so many of us trying to make way in this crazy media world. The host of the highest rated cable news broadcast in the nation for 16 consecutive years. Host of the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com. New York Times bestselling author. You have got to read Killing the SS. Bill, it's always a privilege having you on the show, my friend. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Joe, out in Indiana, huh?
You know, I love this country, heart and soul, Bill O'Reilly, and I get here. I'm with Don Mattingly, Mattingly Charities. I came out there. They call me Joey Benefit. You got a charity. I got a tuxedo, Bill. What am I going to tell you?
Well, say hello to Mattingly for me. Certainly talking about legends, my God. And people should know, your listeners should know, that Piscopo is really, really a kind guy, and he does a lot of good raising money all over the country. So I just want to tell everybody
thank
that.
Thank you, Bill. You are most gracious, sir. I am trying so hard. Mr. O'Reilly, your thoughts on the president's trip to the border, sir, please.
Well, it didn't really accomplish anything other than galvanizing his opinion that national security is in jeopardy and that he is going to solve that problem one way or the other. I mean, it's a simple equation for Americans. So President Trump and his administration says enough. All right, we're going to stop the border intrusion on people smuggling and drug smuggling as best we can, and that includes building a portion of a barrier in places that are vulnerable. The Democratic Party says, no, we don't believe in any wall, even though we did, we don't any longer, and we don't want to cooperate with Trump anyway on anything. So as Americans, we have to sit back. We have to evaluate who's looking out for us with those two stances. And then, you know, in less than 2 years, vote for president again.
Yeah, Bill, you were one of the first people to talk about the immigration problem almost 20 years ago, man.
Yeah.
How were you so ahead of the curve on this one, sir?
Well, look, if I have been to every state and every major city in the union, I've been to all the border communities, with the exception of New Mexico. But I've just been there. I know what the situation is. And it's horrifying when you think about the country of Mexico, which is now pretty much run by cartels, by gangsters. The country's run by gangsters. And I don't think that gets enough publicity. So if you are a police officer or you are an elected official in Mexico, at any time you can have a bullet in the back of your head and your wife and children can be assassinated because the cartels will do that. So there's no order. There's no regulation. So therefore, tons of narcotics come into the United States and have led to this drug epidemic where more than 100,000 Americans a year are dead because of drugs. Now, is that not a national emergency? I believe it is. On the immigrant front, you've got to say that since Ronald Reagan, there's been, 30 to 40 illegal aliens that have arrived here. Some have gone back. Some have stayed. But that is a tremendous strain on the United States, with 50% of all immigrant families, both legal and illegal, receiving means entitled welfare. That is trillions of dollars since Reagan's amnesty. And I'm saying to myself, we are allowing this to happen. We, the American government, and it shouldn't. So let's do the best we can to stop it. But the Democratic Party does not want to do that.
Mr. O'Reilly, your friend, President Donald J. Trump, should he declare indeed a national emergency?
It's going to hurt him politically if he does, because then the conversation doesn't revolve around the issue, border security. It goes back on to Trump. He's the new dictator. So if he does it, then it's all about Trump, not about border security. You see what I mean, Joe? He becomes the devil again. Issue, then people go, well, wait, who's right, who's wrong? It doesn't matter. Trump is wrong. He's a dictator. He's this, he's that. He wants to hurt people. Bad Trump. Democrats want that. They want that to happen. Now,
but Bill, how come people – you're on. If you follow the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, and then you hear the Piscopo show in the morning here, it's like we know the Democrats wanted a wall. They voted for billions of dollars. Why aren't
they – but that doesn't matter anymore, because destroying Trump overrides any public policy. So it's all about destroying Trump. It's a chess game, and the game is like, let's destroy Donald Trump, okay? And so they say, well, yeah, we might have wanted the wall a few years ago, but now we don't want it because we can cause Donald Trump problems. You know, it's cynical. It doesn't help the American people, but that's what's in play.
Yeah. You know, Mr. O'Reilly, you have an absolutely fascinating column on the current state of cable news. And when you were on, it would have been unthinkable for MSNBC to beat Fox News in prime time. In a nutshell, Bill, please tell us what you think the case is here.
Well, Donald Trump, in the beginning of his political venture, was a tremendous boon, not only to cable news, but to all news in this country. The people locked in on this guy. But then, after he got elected president, it became, we hate Trump on MSNBC, CNN, or we love Trump on Fox News. And that was dictated by the corporations that run those agencies. So they figured, we can make money hating Trump. We're going to hate him every day, every way. Or we can make money by defending Donald Trump because 60 million people voted for him, and they'll watch us. In the process, covering the news outside of Trump disappeared. So if you remember The Factor, we had a lot of fun. We had Waters World, we had Gutfeld McGurk, we had a whole bunch of people that we bring in to lighten things up a little bit. We also covered the war on Christmas. We covered other big stories that people cared about. Gone. All Trump, all the time. And my hypothesis is, once Trump leaves the stage, that the cable news networks are going to decline drastically. And you're already seeing ratings at Fox go down because people are tired of the Trump stuff. They're exhausted, and that's all you get.
Wow. Well, we know you're on Newsmax regularly, and I know we love seeing you there. And you know what, though, to your point, though, about political correctness, Bill O'Reilly, when I was with Don Mattingly last night, and Don's going to join us momentarily, and at Mattingly Charities, and then I get on stage, Bill, I get on stage, and I've known you for years, and you know both of us love this country, heart and soul. And I say that on stage, man. And I say, you know what? I say, God bless America. We are one nation under God. And in Evansville, Indiana, you can say that, and I'm feeling you. You could say it throughout most of the country, but what the political correctness that is coming out of the swamp is trying to stop all that. Why is that, Bill?
There's an element in the country that feels America is a bad place. They're far left radical progressives. They're not a lot of them, as opposed to the entire population, but I would say 10. Maybe 12%. They have access to the media, which does not condemn them, as the media condemns the far right, and they should, but they don't condemn the far left. And they have a tremendous amount of money donated by people like George Soros. So they've organized PACs, political action committees, to boycott people, attack people, accuse people, smear people. And it has taken its toll. The best example is this movie, Green Book, which is an excellent, excellent film. And for those listeners who have teenagers or grandparents who have teenagers, take them to see this Green Book. It's really an instructive, excellent film. Now it's under attack because the guy who saves the black pianist is white. And now they're objecting to a white savior, and they may not win the Academy Award. They won the Golden Globe. And I'm saying to myself, you know, this is horrible, but it has taken deep root in this country. Nobody investigates George Soros. Nobody investigates all the tens of millions of dollars that went down to Honduras to organize these migrant caravans to break our asylum system. Media doesn't care. They actually think this is worthy. So that's what's happened. The political correct core has a lot of power, and they're using it.
Yeah, and are you worried? I'll let you go, Bill. We appreciate your valuable time. And
no, I got time, Joe.
Listen, man, you've been like a mentor to us, blazing the path like this. But you know what's got me upset? And I say, you know, we love everybody, you and I. Bill, we just, you know.
I don't love everybody, Joe. You love everybody. I don't love everybody. Don't lump me in with the love queen.
Right, I know ahead. There's love in your heart, Bill O'Reilly. Come on,
there's
man.
Some.
You know
there's loathing, too. The two L's.
What scares me is that what's happening in the House of Representatives with the anti-Semitic rise within the Democratic Party that is now in Congress. What the heck is going on in our lifetime?
Well, it's only maybe two or three. I'm not worried about that. I mean, I think Americans understand anti-Semitism when they see it. There have been some people elected, and they're all radical progressives that don't like the state of Israel. They think Israel is as bad as America. So they hate America, they hate Israel.
Yeah.
But there's not many of those. They don't get any traction. The press protects them, you know, which is just amazing. But there is this far-left view that Israel is an oppressor and has brutalized the Palestinians. That's a far-left view. George Soros holds that view. And that's what you're seeing in a few districts. They've elected people who don't like Israel and are going to say nasty things about Jews.
Amazing. It's amazing. Now, we'll let you go, Bill. I got to ask you about your dog on Twitter. Frankie Five Burrows, our producer, says your dog's the most popular person on your Twitter feed. Is that right?
Yeah, my dog just got an agent, Maury. You know, Holly the Terror Dog is 3 million followers. Right now, Holly is passed out because corgis have to sleep at least 18 hours a day. It's in their union contract.
I love it, man.
I know. The only thing bad about corgis is they shed. They shed all over the place. But adorable dog, though.
Same thing. Yeah. And Bill, listen, we appreciate it. No spin news on BillO'Reilly.com. Check out Killing the SS. Check Bill out on Newsmax. Hey, Bill, we love you, man. We love you, Bill.
Okay, talk soon. Best of Mattingly.
Thank
so
you.
Long.
Yes, sir. Yes, for sure. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Piscopo in the morning. Al Gattulo's got the news. And live from Evansville, Indiana, the great legend, Don Mattingly with Piscopo. It's 938. Al's got the news live and local right here on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The answer.
25 degrees at 9:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A New York City advocacy group is calling for a bike mayor. Transportation Alternatives has launched a petition urging Mayor de Blasio to appoint a city official that focuses solely on the needs of cyclists. The organization complains that there aren't enough protected bike lanes. It also wants this special mayor to help with expanding city bike into more areas. The idea comes from Amsterdam. The European city has a bike mayor who serves as a liaison between bikers and officials. Scientists say the oceans are warming up quicker than predicted. A study published in the journal Science says waters around the world have gotten a lot warmer since the 1960s. Data was gathered from an international network of robotic floats which measure the temperature and salinity of the water. A new temperature record was set in 2018, signaling that marine life is being damaged. Warmer waters can also cause ocean levels to rise as ice melts and can prompt more intense storms. The authors of the study say the increase in water temperature is a product of climate change from the burning of fossil fuels. In sports, Rangers lost, Maple Leafs over the Devils 4-2, and the Yankees, they'll have a familiar face at spring training again this year. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson plans to spend several days with the Bronx Bombers as they train in Tampa, Florida next month. Wilson also did so last year with the Yankees, who own his Major League Baseball rights. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhane has got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Thanks. Inbound GWB moving smoothly. Outbound upper level, it's construction until 2:30. Lincoln Tunnel, looks like you're moving solely outbound because over on 495 outbound, it's a disabled bus. Still seeing a 15-minute delay inbound over at the Holland Tunnel. Looks like earlier problems at the Queensbound Midtown Tunnel cleared out of the way. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on the Palisades Parkway South exit 11. It's an accident with injuries. One lane remains blocked there. And 46 westbound in Clifton, getting reports of a disabled truck. So watch out for some slowdowns there. It's right by the Garden State Parkway. Let's see what's happening as you head over to the subways. 4 trains still seeing some uptown delays. Also some delays on the 6 LIRR. 10-minute delays system-wide. And watch out for some delays as well on the Hudson Bergen light rail as well with overhead wire problems. Sunny today, high in the low 30s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras, and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Piscopo in the morning. Don Mattingly will join us momentarily. I wanted to tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn. They've been with us since day one. Fred and Johnny, I'm telling you, Marianne and Michael himself. You know, this is a legendary restaurant on Avenue R and Nose Street in Brooklyn, New York, and it's one of the 5 best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. This, according to the Food Network. But you know what I like about Fred and Johnny, and when Enzo meets you there with the bow ties, is that they've been loyal. They came here. They came on
with us on the radio here in the morning, and they started, they said, Joe, you got to tell everybody about Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Then that started to scream across the country. I get emails from all over, Michael's of Brooklyn. Now you, if you're in Connecticut, you're in Jersey, you're in New York, you have the ability to go to Brooklyn, to Avenue R. Nostra, and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. You got to get out there, again, according to the Food Network. And by the way, do like me and Al do. When we go to ShopRite, we go to the supermarket, you look, when you see all those sauces, look at Michael's of Brooklyn. You take that home. It's authentic. It's amazing. It's the best jarred sauce you will find anywhere. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. What an honor to bring Don Mattingly to the airwaves. I am out in Evansville, Indiana with Donnie. He's helping out children with Mattingly Charities. You can Google that and check that out. And like this man doesn't do enough, hasn't done enough. He is an all-time legend. He is just such a – we talk about being revered. This is the man. And he's such a nice guy. And you got up early in the morning, man. What are you doing? We were up late last night.
Huh? I'm trying to keep up with you, Joe. I don't know if I can do that.
Donnie, great night. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a great night. We're going to help a lot of kids. And with your help, you were great last night. Harold was great. Harold Reynolds was there with us. We had a good time.
It was fun. I hope I didn't walk the line. I have to tell you. These are all your friends, the people that come out and support Mattingly Charities. You keep it in Evansville, Indiana. We love that about you, Donnie. You're so loyal to your community. They were great. I walked the line. I pushed the envelope a little bit. I felt it. Yeah. Harold broke the ice, by the way.
Harold was great.
He goes, when I'm talking about my Sammy Davis story, and I go, and I turn to Harold, you know, and I go, Harold, it's just Sammy Davis. He goes, well, why are you looking at me, man? That was the biggest laugh like that. Yeah. But, Donnie, you were great because I know you're probably – not comfortable in that position, but you were great. We had the interviews. You talked to Harold. You talked to me. And did you feel? Are you feeling more comfortable in that role?
It was fun. Yeah. You know, I think when you're doing it for something that you love, and I think what we're trying to do here in Evansville is special. But you know, you guys make it easy. I know Harold for a long time. You know, obviously we've gotten along, and it's just fun working with guys that have that energy and that passion and that are doing good things.
Yeah, man. And then you're down in Miami now. When do you leave? Pretty soon, I guess. Huh?
Pretty soon, yeah. Probably beginning of the month. I get to the getting ready to go spring training. Once this event was over, I knew I had to kind of go full bore towards spring training. We'll be getting our coaches together on the phone and talking about stuff and trying to organize spring. Obviously, today's day and age with technology, you're looking at players all the time. You can – you know, we got, you know, different things within our organization. We can look at any player in any place at any time, watch video. So you're always working.
But, you know, Don, I was talking to Harold about that and about the way you played baseball. Now it's all stat-based, man. It's all stat. You're going by numbers. But and then Harold would tell me, and then Mickey Rivers told me, and some of the Yankees would tell me, and you being one of the greatest hitters of all time, Don Mattingly, didn't you read what the pitcher was going to throw? Did you have to look at stats to see what the pitcher's going to throw? Didn't you see the habit of a pitcher and you knew the curveball was coming? Am I right?
You had to pay attention, I think, a lot. It's a lot different. You have a lot more video, which is good. It'd been great to have.
Yeah.
And the stats have always been part of the game. It's just growing. The technology has grown stats to a point with the formulas, and you can track so many more things with data, TrackMan, so many avenues to track
a
player.
You study all that, Donnie?
Our analytics guys study it, and they bring it down in a form that we want to be able to use it. You want to be able to use it with players to show them things, what's going on with them. But there is a lot of the same old – the same things that you did in the past, you want to be able to do now. You still have to pay attention how a guy's pitching, what he can do, what he can't do. You have to know who you are as a player, what you do well, and you try to work within that. But there's just so many ways to value players now, and it's good. It's good stuff. There's a lot of smart guys in our industry doing good things, and we just have to know how to use it.
I'll tell you, Donnie, you're such a legend. I sit across from you here in Evansville, in your hometown. You went to high school here, man. Oh, your brothers were here. Your parents did such a good job raising you. And I said this when I stepped on stage, the first thing you've done, like I would do in Jersey, man. I would stay in Jersey or certainly New York. You stay in Evansville. You stay here. And I love that about you, your loyalty. I mean, that's and everybody came out and you're so revered. You don't feel it, do you, though? You don't. You, I mean,
I don't pay. I don't. I just want to keep living and doing it right. Right. And you know what, Joe? Honestly, you know, it's always home is home. Right.
Yes. Sir.
But I want to do good things. When I was in New York, I want to be able to do good things. And in Miami, I want to be able to do good things there. In L.A., the whole thing. Right. You're always trying to help people and do the right thing. But home is always home. And that's where you were raised. That's where you gained your values, your parents, your family. It's just a whole different thing.
Yeah.
And no matter what people say about anything, when you go home, it's still home, and that's where you were raised.
Hey, man, Bill O'Reilly loves you, and he doesn't love anybody. He said.
Doesn't love anybody.
I said that was great. You know what? You too, and not to lean on this, but it's about respect, and it's about class, and the way you handle yourselves. So that we could say, like when I asked you all those years ago to give an autograph to my son, you sent it from Evansville. I remember distinctly. You said, Piscopo needs the autograph for Joey. This was Joey, my big boy. And you wrote it out there. I'll never forget that. And then we came up with the Yankees. We come up with Babe Ruth. We come up with Reggie Jackson, all that bravado, Billy Martin, the craziness. And then you bought such class. How, I don't know how you keep your demeanor in the heat of a game like that, you know, and keeping the class. You, Derek, did the same thing. Aaron Judge does the same thing. Is it a concerted effort, or is that just your personality?
I think part of it, for me, was personality.
Yeah.
You know, fairly quiet and shy, honestly.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But I think the field was always a place that you know you could go. That's where you could, you know, that's where the competition comes out, and you can be anything you want to be. But I think you learn to keep it under control in your mind, and that's where you got to slow that thing down a little bit and just keep it focused. And I'm sure this goes to all different fields, but there is a simplicity to what you do,
and it really
gets simple. Like you talked about all the stats and all the numbers and all this stuff that's going on. It is a complicated, smart system where guys are giving you all kinds of information, but there is a simplicity to certain things that you do out there that the simpler you can make it, the easier it becomes.
Don Mattingly, you're ambidextrous. In Little League, you threw both right-handed and left-handed in Little League?
Yeah. I remember playing short, caught. Actually had a glove messing around just in instructionally my first year in with the Yankees and throwing some balls from second base. And a guy that I love, our hitting roving coordinator, Mickey Vernon.
Yeah,
he came to me after that one of those days, and he says, hey, get rid of that glove. I'm like, Mick, I can play second. I can hit. You know, it gets there fast. I can get to the big leagues faster. And he's like, you want to be a platoon player? Or do you want to play every day?
Wow.
And so I got rid of the glove.
Wow. And it was great to see you and Harold talk about Ricky Henderson. And you said he was one of the most vital players that you played with. Interesting to hear you say that. Because he got the third, you said.
No, Ricky was – he is, for me, the best player that I ever played with. And Ricky catches a lot of flack because, you know, just the way the words come out sometimes. But Ricky was a great, great player. Could do everything. Hit for power, hit for average, get on base, changes the game. Great defender. He was just a great player. And, you know, playing with him for a few years there in New York, seeing what he was able to do, you start to understand how he changed the game.
Yeah, I'm looking at your stats. It's unbelievable, and everybody knows it. It's great. I got to thank you for all that you've done for New York and bringing that stability to New York and that class. To this day, you are so revered. And when you go to New York, and you're kind enough coming to radio last time, and you're coming back to the city, you're always welcome on this show, man.
Absolutely.
But, you know, beyond that, beyond the baseball stats, the brilliance of Don Mattingly, seeing how you care for those kids you were helping out through Mattingly Charities, the YMCA, you helped all at-risk children, troubled youth, and you're stepping up. You spend most of your year, you and Lori, your beautiful wife, man, go around helping the community. God bless you for that, Donnie, huh?
Well, I appreciate it. I mean, I think that gets back to just doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And you feel like these kids are, for me, there's a lot of great things going on in the world, and a lot of people doing good things for different, all forms of organizations. But for us, it's been kids. And it's underserved kids that have the least chances. We want to give them the best opportunity to have success.
Mattingly Charities. Please Google it. I got to let you go. But, man, tell me that Randy Johnson. I know we got a break, guys, in New York. Randy Johnson. Remember you? This is a great story.
We play in New York, and Randy embarrasses me. I wasn't swinging good, and you're not swinging good with Randy. You're in trouble.
Yeah.
So we're going back to Seattle in one of those series that are going to match up again. I'm going to get ready. I'm not going to get embarrassed again by this guy. And I'm staying together. I'm not pulling off. And the first pitch he throws is right at my head. And I'm laid out on the ground. Lance Parrish was catching. I got up and I said, Lance, I stayed up all night long to get the courage to stand with this guy. And you just took it all away in one pitch.
And, yeah, knowing you, though, you handled it pretty darn well. Don Mattingly, we love you, man. We do, and we appreciate it. An honor to be here with you, Donnie.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks again for coming out.
Donnie Baseball right there. Debbie's on the roads for you. How we doing, Deb? 953 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, have a great weekend. The Grand Central Parkway westbound at 188th, an accident. Palisades Parkway South, exit 11, a collision there. Delays on the Uptown 4 train. Still seeing delays on the B&D trains as well. Harlem and Hudson line of Metro North, a 40-minute delay. Hudson, Bergen, Light Rail, a 20-minute delay. Morris and Essex line of New Jersey Transit, a 20-minute delay there. PATH train delays as well with ongoing issues. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka explains the new Democrat Party.
This is not the Democrat Party of your parents or your grandparents. If you look at the quote-unquote bright new faces, Democrats of prior years, the likes of John F. Kennedy, for example, would not be allowed into this party.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5, on AM 970. The Answer, brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly sunny today, breezy and cold, high 31. Clear to partly cloudy and cold tonight, low near 20 in Midtown, 13 to 17 in many northern and western suburbs. Cold tomorrow, some sun followed by clouds, high 32. It'll be cloudy tomorrow night with a little snow at times, accumulating a coating to an inch, especially from the city on south. Watch for slick spots, low 25. For Sunday, brisk and cold, clouds breaking for some sun, high 32. AM 970, The Answer.
Joe on the radio. I got everybody from beautiful Evansville, Indiana, the class of Don Mattingly. I hear through my headphones, Joe, you got to read a spot, Joey. Oh, you can't take New York out of Algotulo. Let me tell you something. But Al's right. He wants me to tell you about Fran's Touch of Class. By the way, Frankie Five Bros, we're trying to tell Frankie he should go on a yacht. He's going to get married. You go on one of Fran's luxury private yachts. You're going to love it.
Yeah, I'm calling them today about that very thing. If they can accommodate the massive size of my wedding party, maybe we will.
The boat will sink.
Well, that's the thing. We're going to see if they can fit us in.
No, you 350. Yes, she can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Frankie, you know that, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. And I know that location for you, Five Boroughs, is going to be Staten Island. You know, visit FransTouchOfClass.com to see the full range of yachts in her fleet. Give Fran a call. She's a wonderful gal, man. They got the great food. Captain Fred is there on the Atlantis. It's where we do what we call the schmooze cruise with all the sponsors. We go around Manhattan. You see the Statue of Liberty. You see the Brooklyn Bridge. You're going to love it. Add that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. 212-385-9400 or FransTouchOfClass.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Apologize. The show just got out of the way. Good morning. Thank you so much for calling. We're coming back Monday. I'm going to be in town Monday, 6 a.m. I'm in Evansville now. We're just having a great time. And I want to thank Town Square Media. And I want News Talk 1280, WGBF AM in beautiful Evansville, Indiana, and for allowing us to come in here. We're Salem Station. Ben, thanks, man. Great job this morning. Appreciate that very much, brother. I tell you, we're a Salem station. I always have to say we are Salem Media. We are the flagship station for the great Salem Media Company, but Town Square stepped up this morning so I could broadcast to you. I didn't want to not be on with you. When I travel around the country and I go I'll be in California and I'm in Vegas and we're in Nevada, wherever we're going, And I always like to come back here because I feel a kinship to you, and we feel a loyalty and a responsibility to you because you're kind enough to join us on the show. And I know you know what I'm talking about, and I appreciate all your social media and all your kind words, you know. It's nice to come home on the radio no matter where I am. We appreciate you being there. Frankie Five Boroughs, great show today. Thank you for all the trouble. I know how hard you work, Frank, and we appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend. Have fun. Give our best to Mr. Mattingly.
Yes, sir. A Murano in the morning on Sundays, followed by the legendary John Catsimatidis. You don't want to miss that. Great block of radio on Sunday. Al Gattulo, we love you, man. Thanks for letting us have some fun, Al.
You got it, Joe. Have a safe flight back.
Just no more platonic friends over the weekend, please, Al.
You know, maybe.
Thank you. Debbie, we love you. And we love you from Evansville, Indiana. Biscopo on the radio saying, making a great weekend.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
25 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Mayor de Blasio says while he has plenty of complaints about the MTA, he won't back restructuring the transit agency right now, commenting on the recent chaos concerning the L train and the apparent reversal of course concerning a shutdown. De Blasio says there's too much at hand to undertake major changes. He said there are definitely questions that need to be asked about the L train plan and how it all unfolded. He also underscored that a lack of a reoccurring source of revenue is the biggest problem confronting the MTA. The mayor also praised Governor Cuomo for taking on more accountability concerning the transit agency. In sports, the Rangers lost, and the Maple Leafs, they doubled up the Devils at the Prudential Center 4-2. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.